Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, tonight we have a very special show for you. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure. We're going to do our show tonight in two segments. We're going to talk about the Motel 6 people, and we're also going to meet and greet with a person that I like and admire that has a great nonprofit organization, and it's called the Seed House of Guidance. It's located in Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to be talking to him, Lieutenant Higgins, the man that put it together. But for right now, if you'd like to call in on our show, you can reach me at 818-691-7395. That number to call in again is 818-691-7395. And of course, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I'm Don S. McClure. We're going to take a quick break, get set up, and tonight we're going to talk about Motel 6 and how disgusting a toilet seat was that I had a chance to keep in the room that I was renting, unbeknownst to me that it was there. But we're going to talk about that in the dark. But the highlight of the show, we're going to talk about the Seed House of Guidance in Memphis, Tennessee. So we'll be right back with the Don S. McClure Show. Get your pens and papers ready. And I'll be right back. We're back, and we're talking to the Seed House of Guidance, and we're talking about Motel 6, one of the hotels that I recently had an incident with. We're going to have a great show tonight. I'm interviewing Mr. Lieutenant Higgins, and I'm sitting in the main office of the Seed House of Guidance, located at 3833 South 3rd Street in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, before we jump off into our subject matter, with this great idea to help foster children, and actually children that are exiting the foster care system. He's got a great board. He's got great people on his side. He seems to be building a great organization. And he's going to be asking you to lend your financial support behind this great organization. And why do we think it's needed? Because we have thousands, and I mean literally thousands of children who need the attendance, the love, the care, and the parental guidance when they leave the foster care system. But right now you're talking to Don S. McClure, and if you want to give me a call, you can. I'm at 818-691-7395. That number to call tonight is 818-691-7395. So before we jump subjects, let's talk about traveling. Now, everybody knows I travel across the cities, different cities, the megabus. I love it. And now they've added 11 new routes. They now go to Atlanta and a lot of new cities. And you can travel now within the next 30 days for 50 cents. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Go to www.megabus.com and look at their site. And they're offering seats for 50 cents a ride across the nation. Now, you can't beat that. And even if it's a dollar, you can't drive to Chicago for a dollar. You can't drive to Nashville for a dollar. You can't leave and get to New Orleans or St. Louis for a dollar. So we know that you can travel on the megabus, save a lot of money, a lot of stress, and save a lot of heartache, actually. Now, as I said, we talked about travel. And one of the things that was important, we were getting ready to do some things and talk about things that were going on in our show. Well, I had an incident with Motel 6, as everybody knows, and it wasn't a healthy relationship. I had a chance to get a room, and it was really, really stressful because due to the fact that when I went to use the private area of the bathroom, I didn't get a chance to look at the seat before I put it down, and all of a sudden I noticed that there were some really disgusting images on the top of the seat. So what we had was just a disgusting situation. Now, for me, I do like them, but I refuse to be treated with disrespect. But we're going to cover that later. Right now, we're going to start working on getting into the show, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back so that we can get some things adjusted.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
Hi, I'm Jett Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and trade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
Well, we're back, and you're on the Don S. McClure Show, and we're broadcasting live from Memphis, Tennessee, at the main center for the Seed House of Guidance. Now, one of the things that I think is important about working with nonprofit organizations, right now he's bringing a child into his house, and they're going to set him up in a nice little area where he can live and have a bedroom to himself and get himself together so that he can build a better life while he's exiting the foster care system. And in the background, you hear a couple of people talking because they're bringing the child in, getting him set up, and everything seems to be going pretty good. I think he's had a good relationship with the child, and he's looking forward to getting on the right path. But this is a great program that he has. The Seed House of Guidance is a really great program that could guide these young men into having better lives and doing better things with their lives. and finding themselves on the right path. Now, when he started the Seed House of Guidance, he couldn't have got it done without his better half, his wife. She got involved with the program. She looked at the writing materials, and they together came up with this project that they would build to make a better life for children. Now, you heard some of the PSAs that we played where people were actually talking about the foster care system, and that was why we played those. When you get involved with people and you have a strong and sincere desire to help children, it makes everything better that people are doing and how they build and what they got to build and things they want to do. So they're going to be asking for your support tonight. You can go on their website, which should be the Seed House of Guidance, www.seedhouseofguidance. Is it .net? It's .net. And you can make your pledges to help him build a better world for children. Now, we're always talking about St. Jude and other organizations and Save the Whales and Save the Children. Well, now you got a chance to help a group in Memphis called the Seed House of Guidance. They're working with foster children that are exiting the foster care system that need their guidance and love. So we're going to talk a little bit about in detail some of the people he's got on his board. I know he has a person who's famous in Memphis named Janice Fully Love. She's going to help him really guide the organization. He's got a good board, and he's doing a lot of great things. So if you want to get in touch with him, you can dial 901-789-4844. That's his number, and you can make your pledge to the Seed House of Guidance at 901-789-4844. His name is Lieutenant Higgins, and he is the founder and president of the Seed House of Guidance. Now, I'm looking through his information that he's sending out to the different cities, and it talks about the organization, its information, the brief summary of Seed House of Guidance, the history and the mission and the goals. And he plans on working with this organization. It's upon approaching the age out of foster care from 18 to older children. A foster care youth who was aging out of the foster care program asked his foster parent where he was going to go once he turned 18. The foster parent could not give him an answer. And 2 months later, the young man exited foster care. And in 1 month, he was incarcerated. Now, a lot of them don't know where to go. So when they exit the foster care system, there's a big, huge hole there for them to find the proper guidance. So we're going to take a minute and ask Lieutenant Higgins how he got started in the Seed House of Guidance and why he thinks he needs your financial support for an organization that's in Memphis that's going to change some young minds. Welcome to the show, Lieutenant Higgins. This is Don McClure, and you're
Hello,
talking
Don,
to me.
How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
I'm just fine. Just doing great.
Well, that's good. Now, you started Seed House of Guidance.
Yes, I did.
And you wanted the Seed House of Guidance to do what? And you got to speak up a little bit, Mr.
Okay.
Higgins.
Okay. Let me briefly tell you why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm a foster parent here in the state of Tennessee, city of Memphis. And a young man came into my home, and this young man was totally, totally sad. His demeanor was poor. I'm saying, like, for an example, I gave him a break, just follow along with me, to let you know what type of children that we're dealing with here. I went to the store and I bought some grapes, one with the seeds. And I asked him if he wanted some. He said yes. So I handed him some of those grapes. And when he started chewing them, he spit them out. He said, season these grapes. Okay? Now, that's the type of children we're dealing with. He did not know that an original grape contains a seed. You should have seen the grape. So that's what I'm saying. That's the mentality of these children. Okay? So this young man asked me, Mr. Higgins, he said, once I once I leave foster care, what could happen to me? I can answer, Don McClure. I didn't give him no answer. I couldn't answer that. Okay, so I sit on the office. Let's back up. So the young man left my home. He aged out of foster care. Okay? And about a month later, they called me from the people that I work for, and they said, the young man that was in your home, he's in jail. Right there, I knew I had to do something about this dog. So I created the Seed House of Guidance.
So what you're saying to me is that you had a young man who was unexposed to the fact that grapes had seeds in them.
Right.
That's how far
off these children.
Off.
They live in a synthetic world.
Okay, so after realizing that he had no place to go and he was incarcerated, that's when the light bulb went off on you that what do we do with all these thousands of children who are leaving the foster care system?
And this what came to me.
Is that why you called it the Seed House of Guidance?
The Seed House of Guidance, right.
Because of a seed?
Of the seed.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right on my show. He said it was a seed.
And that, the seeds, uh-huh.
He wanted to learn about the seeds,
that's
and
right.
He put the seeds together.
And they are seeds.
And he
believes they are seeds.
So, what's your big plan for this Seed House of Guidance? Are you planning on having just a small facility with two or three children? Are you going to just try to help one or two at a time? Or do you have what we call the big dream, the dream that can help 10, 15, 20 children?
I have a big dream, Don. Not 10 or 20 children, but more than 10 or 20 children, Don McClure. I want it to be in every city, every state, nationwide, and then worldwide, Don McClure. That's what I'm working on.
So is that why it's called the Seed,
House of
Guidance?
I want it to spread all over the earth, brother, believe you me. That's what I want to be done with this organization that I'm in. So let me add, the city, thank God for the city, gave me a building, 2,800 square feet. Okay? I'm going to go in, I'm going to renovate this building. Okay? Once I renovate the building, I want the kids to come in. We're going to house them. We're going to feed them 3 square meals, Don McClure. And we're going to see where they are as far as their grades. Okay? We're going to see where they are as far as can they go to college, can they go to trade school, or do we have to start them back to the second grade?
So what you're saying is you're going to help them with the GED program.
But listen, Don, hold up. Now, physical ability of children, Don, it's not even GED ready. We got to take these kids back to second grade, brother. To second grade. Some of these children read on a second grade level, and they're 16 years of age.
So what you're saying, you're concerned with the basic educational
basics
that they need.
Foundation.
Reading with comprehension.
Reading with comprehension, Don McClure. That's what we are. Okay, now let's go a little bit farther than that. Survival skills before the second grade level, Don McClure. These children need to be taught survival skills. These kids have forgotten, or we have forgotten as parents to teach our kids, to put them in the soil, let them play with the soil, let them plant a seed, Don McClure. I don't blame the children. I blame the adults.
You blame
your so-called system, brother.
Well,
believe that.
Let's look at this.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
You're going to take a child that can barely read.
Better read.
Has poor social skills.
Poor social skills.
16 years old.
Keep talking to me. Talk
17
to
years
me.
Old.
Speak the language.
Male or female?
Both.
And you think you could turn this around, Lieutenant?
Yes, I can. Because you know why, Don McClure? I came from that same type of environment.
You heard it tonight on my show, ladies and gentlemen. The Seed House of Guidance says he's going to turn this around. And he's looking for your support. So you can reach him at 901-789-4844 and give him your donation pledges. And we're going to be working next week to try to get a lot of people, a lot of corporations. We're going to be talking to them about supporting the Seed House of Guidance. They're going to go to his website, the Seed House of Guidance. Is it .com or is it .net?
.us, brother.
Oh, it's .us.
.us.
So let's say it again. Let's say it again, ladies and gentlemen. www.seedhouseofguidance.us.
Yes, sir.
We're looking for your calls, like from most of my callers that usually call in. Yeah, I'm back on the show this Friday. And we're talking to Lieutenant Higgins at the Seed House of Guidance. We're in the corporate headquarters, ladies and gentlemen, sitting face-to-face with a gentleman that says he's going to change the world by changing children. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
Hola.
Yolanda, habla Lorena.
¿Qué pasa?
Los vestidos de damas de honor para la boda de Verónica.
Ah, no. Dime que no son fucsia.
No, no son fucsia.
Entonces, ¿qué? Son muy llamativos, con puntillas y volados. Fantástico. Vamos a parecer como un desfile de payasos.
Ay, no, no, nada de eso. Son bastante simples. Lo que me preocupa es el material.
Ah, lo sabía. Específicamente le dije que no eligiera chifón. Está pasado de moda.
No es chifón.
Entonces, ¿qué es?
Están hechos de viejas páginas amarillas.
¿Qué? No, no te escuché bien. ¿Sonó como que están hechos de viejas páginas amarillas?
Has oído correctamente. Tiene que ver con el reciclaje y la buena fortuna en el día de su boda.
Oh, fantástico. ¿Cómo voy a saber si los hombres me están mirando a mí o si están buscando el número de teléfono de un mecánico?
Ay, tú sí que eres graciosa.
Hay una mejor forma de reciclar sus viejas vías telefónicas de Dex. Lo hemos hecho fácil, conveniente y en su área. Llame al 1-877-2-GET-DEX o visite dexknows.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're sitting in front of Lieutenant Higgins. We're sitting eye to eye with this gentleman, and I want to know, are you sincere about making this work, Lieutenant Higgins? You know, we hear all these programs
it's
out there.
It's fat meat greasy.
You heard him, ladies and gentlemen. He just
it's
said.
It's fat meat greasy, brother.
He just said it's fat meat greasy, ladies and gentlemen. So he must be really serious. If you know me, you know I'm going to ask the direct questions because I believe in the children. So when I'm calling these corporations, I want to make sure that they're dealing with a person that wants to do what they say they're going to do. And I've known him for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. The Seed House of Guidance is run by Lieutenant Higgins. He's got a fantastic board of directors. And it's seedhouseofguidance.us. I mean, he wants to take over the world. Now, Lieutenant Higgins, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
You had this dream, this vision.
Mm-hmm.
I think once you were telling me you were homeless.
Doug McClure, I was home for 2 years.
2 years?
Yes. The reason why, I was fed up with my so-called wife. I was fed up with the workforce. And I just quit everything, okay? And I lived out in those streets for 2 years, Don. And believe me, brother, I have seen some horrific things in the streets. Young children coming out there at age 18 being prostituted, both male and female.
Well, Lieutenant Higgins, let me ask you a question.
Talk to me.
You got this experience from being homeless.
Yes, sir.
You have the vision, and I'm more than sure it comes from the man upstairs.
Of course.
I'm sure you keep God involved in everything you do.
God's first.
All right, I'd like to hear that. Now, these children that you believe you can turn around, What makes you think yours is going to be any different than save the whale, save the cat, save the dog?
Darling, you have to understand something, one thing that you really need to understand here. It's in their diet. It's what these children eating, Don McClure. They're eating processed foods, okay? McDonald's. Popeyes, Pizza Hut. They're eating goblins.
So are you saying you're going to give them a diet?
I'm going to give them a diet.
So along with education,
there's going to be a diet.
There's going to be a diet?
Yes, sir.
A healthy diet for
healthy
them to
diet.
Improve
what
their...
What I mean about health is non-hybrid foods.
Well, I think, ladies and gentlemen, we're probably going to have to do another show, too, on non-hybrids. But right now, let's stick to this point.
Okay, talk to me.
You're going to give them diet. You're going to help them with their education. You're going to help them feel better about themselves.
That's right.
Are you going to reach out to the community and try to help them find small part-time jobs or get involved in career training or something that's going to help them grow?
Of course. Don McClure, let me add this. It's fine to have a GED or a high school diploma, bachelor's degree, master's. That's good. But most of these kids don't have that. You're going to have to find them jobs that will accept them due to the fact that they don't have an education. They can do lawn, they can paint, they can even learn brick masonry. Okay? They can be carpenters without having these degrees. We're going to have to create a system like that, Don McClure. Because if we don't, what's next? Criminal activity.
All right, well, let's look at this.
Talk to me.
So you want to teach them horticulture, where they learn about flowers and planting.
And planting and how to paint, how to build an engine.
Well, wouldn't this be similar to some groups like the Amish or something like that, where they have their own areas?
Amish with a twist, brother.
The Amish with a twist. I gotta like that, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Amish with a twist, okay? You heard it on my show. The Seed House of Guidance is doing the Amish with a twist.
That's right.
I gotta like that, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's get back to this one point.
Quaker.
So you want them to be like the Quakers, okay? All right. Well, actually, now the Quakers believe in religion. They believe in self-supporting. So that's a good base to work on.
That's a good foundation.
That's a good base. Now let's look at this. Is the majority of these children going to be African American?
Brother, I have met every race on the planet right here in Memphis. I do not get an African American, European. I don't care what color he is. He could be purple, green. I don't care. They are children. Okay, and they all need this help. Those that are lost, without a home, and in foster care, aged out of foster care.
Well, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call in tonight on my show, 818-691-7395. Now, I know a lot of you like to email me after my shows. I always talk to you about that. I get 2 calls, and then I get 18 emails. And that's a good thing, because I do answer your emails, and I want to say hello to my friends in Canada that I always call, and to my friends in the Carolinas and the other cities. And, again, I'll get a chance to read your emails tomorrow. But we're talking about the Seed House of Guidance.
Inner city.
And what we're talking about is inner city. Usually programs are done for children that are in the county, great cities. Now, I believe that this is the first time in the city of Memphis that an African-American male has stepped up to the plate and said, we're going to do more than just deal with foster care. We're going to deal with the children that exit after foster care. And you got to think about that. Those are the children that you see in the street.
That's right.
That are after foster care are wondering where they're going to go. We're going to take a quick break, play another PSA, and it's going to talk about foster care to give you the ideas of what he's talking about. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm enjoying the show tonight. And, of course, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I'm the one and only Don S. McClure.
Hi, I'm Jet Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and grade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. We were listening to something that was talking about orphan.org. Now, imagine an African-American male getting involved in a program that's so important, that just like theirs, he has his. And just like we offer support to other organizations, what about his organization? Too many times in this world, we have great organizations, but they don't get the support. And I'm telling you, we're going to start getting out there talking to corporate America, bringing some of those resources back, not to the city of Memphis, but to this organization called Seed House of Guidance, because it's not about the city. Now, doing our short little PSA break, you were saying you wanted to talk about some of the programs that you have.
Yes, I would like to talk about these programs that we're going to be having here at the Seed House of Guidance. 12-step program, very important. Alcohol and drug use prevention and intervention. Art and drama. Case management. Crime and gang prevention and intervention. Culture diversity classes. Domestic violence education. English as a second language. Entrepreneurship. Financial planning and management. Focus on mathematics classes, very important. Focus on reading classes, very, very important. Gardening, GED prevention, GED testing, health and wellness awareness, very, 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 very important. Housing, individual and group counseling, mental health referrals and assistance, monitoring, mentoring, rape education and counseling, Spanish as a second language, teen pregnancy prevention and counseling, therapeutic support groups. But the number one on this list, Don, is health. The reason why I say it's health, what is being rich if you're sick? What is being a Christian and you can't get up and pray because you got arthritis? Okay? Health is number one.
So you believe that a healthy child is a better child?
It's a better child, and a functioning child, and a thinking child.
So you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. He believes, and I like that saying. I think he ought to, you know, incorporate that into his thing. A healthy child is a better child. You know, we talk a lot about how misguided our youth are and the things they're doing and the things they're involved in. Well, everybody's always saying it starts with parenting. But a lot of these children don't have parents. That's where this program comes into play. It's similar to all the other programs out there, but what makes it so different, they'll be housing these children. Now, we're not against the big brothers, big sisters, everybody else is doing their thing, which is good, because I believe he's going to partner with those organizations. But when a person's home is in disarray, when that child doesn't have an actual facility to go to, no matter how much food you give them, no matter how many basketball courts they play on, no matter how many art classes, music theory that they take, the one missing ingredient that balances a child is a safe place to go to the rest of their head called facility or home. And I think the Seed House of Guidance is going to produce that and have such an overwhelming success with this that we're going to be shocked in the next coming years. So you plan on doing this for 5, 10, 20 years?
Oh, no.
For the rest of your life?
The rest of my life and the rest of these children's life. When I leave this world done, I want to leave this world a better place for our youth. And I mean yellow, red, pink, orange, gold, black, no matter what color. Or what female, doesn't matter. I'm saying the youth, we're going to have to do something about this problem, Don McClure. It's getting out of control. Now, do you have any children, Don McClure?
Yes, I do, Lieutenant Higgins.
You have a girl or a boy?
I have two boys and a girl.
Now, some of these children that's in foster care that's aging out are going to meet your girl and your boy, okay, sooner or later. How are you going to deal with it if she meets Lil Pookie, huh?
Well, little Pookie comes by my house, I'm probably going to...
Little Pookie got a whole bunch of game for your daughter, though.
Well, little Pookie can't get into my house.
So we got the chance of...
I've already locked the doors down, so
little Pookie...
Little
Pookie needs to be changed on it.
Little Pookie probably going to get shot in my house. But no, I won't shoot little Pookie. I'll take that back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's take it back, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, look now. Now, little Pookie, Neil, I say Neil, go us. They go out to the risk community, Robin, now, sir.
Okay, all right. So,
okay.
Well, let's let him get
in. Well,
let's
going out to the good hoods.
Okay, well, let's get little Pookie to the seat house of guidance.
Well, little Pookie ain't joking.
Okay, I don't want him coming to my door now. So.
All right.
Let's keep little Pookie. What about little Jamal? Can he come
Jamal,
out?
Jamal, Lil Micah, Lily Neum. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they are, man, these kids need some serious help. That's why all the plan aside, Don, we need to help these children. To help these children.
That's one thing I believe in, Lieutenant. I think that we need to prepare them, get them ready for life, because exiting out of the foster care system and not having a support system,
mm-hmm.
it's not the best thing for the world.
That's right.
We need to do more. We're into the show. We got 23 more minutes. If you'd like to call in, you can. You can reach me at 818-691-7395. That number again to call, and I know some of you called the last minute before I'm getting off my show. Well, I got a call coming in, but I can't answer that one right now because I'm on the radio, so I have to kind of let that one go. You should have called my show number, which would have been very good, and I'm sure that's the young lady that's listening to my show and talked to you the other day about real estate.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of people that listen to my show every night. But I think the great thing about being on radio, especially Blog Talk Radio, I get a chance to choose the subjects that I like and talk to people and see where they're going and what they're doing. And it's really, really, really good to have this kind of thing going on, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be on the radio. And I'm talking to a great organization. The head of that organization is Lieutenant Higgins. And like I said, just think about the balance. His wife is right there every step of the way, learning the organization, building the organization. They had a meeting today with a fantastic city councilwoman, and they're going to try to get this organization as powerful and as strong and as supportive of children in the community. So to check that organization out, you can go to www.seedhouseofguidance.us. And again, you can get more involved and see exactly what he's doing. And if you'd like to give your financial support, you can. You can go on his site. He has a PayPal button, and you can make your small donation or a large donation. Anything that you want to give will be more supported. You know, the thing about fundraising, I noticed that they had this huge panel in their center that said Sandals Fundraiser. And I like the fact that they said, sandals support your feet. So when you buy the sandals, you're supporting our youth. Now, these are the kind of creative ideas they're coming up with, ladies and gentlemen. And believe me, I think it's great that they have an individual like that working on the organization and the fundraising department. But a husband and wife team, that's the head of what a home should look like when they're actually getting out there to try to make a difference.
Okay, can I ask this to Adam?
Sure, you could add whatever you want to add, Lieutenant Higgins.
Once we finish renovating this building, we're going to have a husband and wife that are going to run it. Because these children need to see a family structure. They need to see a male and female getting along, working together.
Well, I agree with that. I
you
think the Christian values show that a child that comes from a two-parent household or a two-parent image always does better. Now, it's not to say that the children who don't have that don't become something, because that definitely wouldn't be true. But again, the majority of statistics say that a child that comes from a well-balanced home, mother and father, sister and brother, cousins, relatives, even if we can get an artificial grandmother up in there, somebody to come by and act like they're an older grandmother, that might be a good idea for you to have.
That's right.
You know, you might bring Madea there.
Maybe
she can help. Madea straightened them out, that's for sure.
Big Daddy.
I don't know about Big Daddy, but I know about...
Big Daddy ain't playing. Big Daddy put that belt on you.
Okay, well, see, he's going to put the belt on him.
Big now, time ain't joking.
Do you really believe that today's discipline for children is working?
No. And a big N-O.
A big N-O.
First of all, these kids see us as a joke because we lie to them. You know, we're not serious. We're not for real with them. And you can't fool the youth. You really can't dumb McClure. So it's my way or the highway. That don't work, dumb McClure. You have to meet these children on a middle ground. Okay? You can't say, well, you got to do what I say. You got to listen to what he says. He's speaking himself. He wants to put his input in. He wants you to listen to what he has to say. And be understanding, not overstanding, not understanding. You got to have an understanding of these children in 2011.
So an understanding, instead of an understanding or overstanding or a backwards
standing. Understanding, brother.
That's a new term. I never heard that.
I hope they put it in Webster.
Did you make that new?
Of course
I did. Okay, so
because it's about the spirit of these children. If you don't have spiritual insight with these children, you're wasting energy trying to raise them. Because they're going to lie to you in your face. As soon as they hit that door, they're going to try to do all kind of stuff, brother. Believe you me. Understand it.
All right, well, we've got 18 more minutes on my show. We're not going to get a chance to talk a lot about Motel 6 tonight. We're kind of flooded with this interesting conversation I'm having, but I promise you next week it will be Motel 6. We're gathering the legal divisions to get to fighting with that, and that's a sad situation. I really hate to even talk about it on the radio. But I think that having proper information is a great way to start. We're going to take a quick pause. We'll be right back with you and me talking to Lieutenant Higgins and the Seed House of Guidance.
Hi, I'm Jet Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords exposed cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them, and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to ESRB.org.
Siempre me fijo en las clasificaciones y en la descripción del contenido en las cajas de videojuegos. Pero como a veces quiero más detalles, me encantan estos nuevos resúmenes, pues me dan una descripción más a fondo que me ayuda a decidir si los juegos son apropiados para mis hijos o no. Los resúmenes son gratis. Y los puedo leer en mi smartphone o en línea.
Para más información sobre clasificaciones de videojuegos y resúmenes, visite esrb.org.
Has your child or grandchild dropped out of school? Do they want to find a public school that will help them graduate and receive a high school diploma? The Michigan Virtual Charter Academy allows students age 16 through 20 to complete their high school education in the safety of their home. Students get a loaner laptop, access to online lessons, and teacher support, all tuition free. To enroll in the Michigan Virtual Charter Academy for this fall, go to k12.com/Michigan.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
And we're back on the Don S. McClure Show, and like I said, I'm talking to Lieutenant Higgins at the Seed House of Guidance, right in the main corporate office on 3rd Street, 3833. Now, during the PSA that we were dialoguing back and forth, he was mentioning something to me that, how many square feet did you have in this building?
2,700 square feet.
He's got 2,700 square feet plus. Okay. I guess a few more feet added.
Round up to 2,800 square feet.
Okay, so we'll round it off to 2,800 square feet. Now, what he's looking for in the city of Memphis, and we're going to get out and really push that, he wants to do something similar to Habitat of the Humanities. He'd like to get all the carpenters and people to come by and donate their efforts and time to helping him make this the place that it needs to be, which means that they're going to need the facilities as far as the water, the maintenance, the piping, the roofing. Everything is going to be needed to help make this organization's building look the way it should. And I think one of the things that I complain about a lot, when it comes to African-American buildings and communities and things that we own, we seem to always want to make them second rate. What he's saying is he wants it to be top-notch so that it looks just like all the other major organizations out there. I remember working with the Cancer Society on Union in Memphis, and when Jack Belts donated the American Society building, people came in there and they really built that building up. It's a beautiful building. So we need to try to get the same things done for this gentleman. I mean, he's not asking you to donate the building because they have it. What he's asking you to do is donate your sweat equity and help put something together that's going to matter in the city of Memphis. Now, I don't think that that's that much to ask. So you Memphians, I'm going to start sending out letters to get you really, really involved, and we know it starts with by one step, one person, one corporation, but there's a lot of you out there. And if you remember the film, The Blind Side, one young lady got involved with this young boy's life, and now he goes to college. Here's a man talking about he's going to be involved in hundreds, and I do mean literally hundreds, of young people's lives on a daily basis. So when you get through thinking about what it is you want to do, we're going to be building this whole thing so that it can gain your support. Now, he's saying you could donate from $1 to $100. Wow. When you go on his website, you could donate thousands. And we're going to start getting a push on to help him at the Seed House of Guidance .us. Where you can make your donations. And so we know that you could call 901-789-4844 and talk to Mr. Higgins about his organization, or you can call 901-201-3132. So you'll be able to reach him. As a matter of fact, I think when you think about saving the youth of America, it starts with the cities we're in. Now, Memphians are always talking about how proud they are of the city and what they want it to grow to be. Well, now you got your chance. I always say you don't have to do a lot of talking, but you can do a lot of walking. So if you're going to walk the walk and talk the talk, you need to dial those numbers and get involved at 901-201-3132 or 901-789-4844, or you can go to the Seed House of Guidance and just check the organization out. It's seedhouseofguidance.us, and you'll find it's a great organization. We've got 10 more minutes left to my show ends this week. It's on Friday, and we'll be back next Friday talking about Motel 6 and every week till we get this humongous lawsuit settled with them. That's unfortunate that we have to go that way, but right now, we're talking about the Seed House of Guidance and you getting involved. My listening public all over the world in all the states that I like to visit. You know, I just got back from Charlotte and Pittsburgh and Montgomery, Alabama. And you know, I like the people in Montgomery. Every time I'm there, I get a free Burger King Whopper and sit there and get fatter and fatter. I keep saying I'm going to get to be a fat cow. If I keep going to Dalton, Alabama and broadcasting from the Burger Kings. And also, let me tell you, what's so interesting is I now have the chance to broadcast live from Dunkin' Donuts. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to be giving a book signing for me coming up in a few weeks. And they're even going to start a book club for my books. And you can find those books at www.dsmpublications.net. And when you order a book, we might even donate a dollar to the Seed House of Guidance. How about that? We might start doing something like that. But we're going to be working with organizations. We have one coming up called Waffles and Book Talk. So there's a lot of interesting fundraisers going on. But right now we're going to concentrate on trying to get more done for the Seed House of Guidance in the next couple of weeks. Who knows? We may even give him something from our Christmas book coming out, Santa Claus versus the Aliens. But I can guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, it's a good organization. We've got 8 more minutes before the show, and actually 7 more minutes. You know they always cut me off early so that I could play my theme song and get off the show and say my favorite thing before I leave. But I think this is a good organization. And one day we're going to have to do a 2-hour fundraising talk show for the Seed House of Guidance, see if we can get him some donations in, getting people to calling in. And we know it's spur of the moment. So when you get a chance to write me, I know people are going to ask me about my show this week, and a lot of you download my shows after they're over. So this is a great show for a nonprofit organization called the Seed House of Guidance. And I think it's great. Now, you wrote down something at 1673 Swift. What's that? Is that where the building is?
Yes, that's where the building is at.
You can go take a look at the building at 1673 Swift.
We need roofing, Don McClure.
They need roofing.
We need
they need
paint.
Piping. They need paint.
We're going to remodel the whole building.
Oh, we got a caller. Let me see what I can get my callers in. I know you guys always call at the last minute, but I'll take this call.
Is that where the building is?
Good evening, caller. You're calling on the Don S. McClure Show, and your number is 302-8977. What can I do for you? You got to talk up now. Your cell phone's breaking up, and you're not talking loud enough.
Good evening, caller. You're calling on the Don S. McClure Show, and your number is 302.
Well, we can barely hear you. Yeah, you're on the air, for sure. We can hear you quietly. Well, best thing we can do is tell you, make a donation to the Seed House of Guidance. And you call us back at 901-789-4844. I'm glad you're listening to the show and getting through to us. Well, we lost that caller, and that happens sometimes on our show. But we got 6 more minutes, and people are listening. So that was good to hear a caller call in. And sometimes our mic gets a little screwed up. But otherwise than that, we're okay. So we're broadcasting live in Memphis, Tennessee. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, the one and only Don S. McClure. You know, I always say every week, I love seeing my name on the radio. I just get such a thrill out of that. We got a great show, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, this is our 18th show on the air. And that's pretty amazing. So I know one day, 2 weeks, we're going to be broadcasting live from Dunkin' Donuts in Memphis, Tennessee. And they got a lot of donuts for me to eat, and I like them. So I'm going to be fat, big as a truck. Fat Albert probably won't be big and fat as me. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's really a good to be on the show. Well, we got 5 more minutes. Don't forget to visit my website, www.dsmpublications.net. where you'll find a lot of my books. And again, we're talking to the Seed House of Guidance. We want to hear from Mr. Higgins again. He says he's got something else to say. What do you want to say on my show, Mr. Higgins?
I want to say,
and you got to talk up now, people.
Put
God first.
And let's pray for his children for healing.
You heard him, ladies and gentlemen.
Put God first, and let's pray for these children to be healed. Okay, Don McClure?
I hear you.
Very important.
He says it's very important. He always says my name, too.
Fall on your knees. First, ask God to forgive us for sleeping on the job. And then let's get busy doing something positive to help these young adults that's aging out of foster care with no place to go, no home, no support. Out there in these streets, and it's going
cold, Don. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. It's about to get cold. I know I'm going to Florida and get kind of hot.
That's right.
But it's getting cold.
He's been going to Florida. Okay.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
all right.
I think that he's done a great job with this organization. And again, all of you that listen to my show, go visit his website, www.seedhouseofguidance.us. And if you're in Memphis, go by the site. Take a look at the building they're about to get involved in, 1673 Swift. It's off of Broadway?
Off of Parkway.
It's off of South Parkway. You can tell I've left Memphis and came back.
I'm a country boy.
Can't figure out where South Parkway is. But, well, I'm a city boy myself. I love the city. But I do believe that a strong education is the key. And I want African-American children to stop playing with that. We're too far behind in the sciences. We're too far behind in imaging. And every other culture has children that are growing and outdoing us. And we need to be about the business of becoming better. So it's the children's responsibility to find the seed house of guidance, get involved, and do right by the people that own it. And it's the seed house of guidance responsibility to make these children be what they need to be. And it's the city's responsibility to help him build this great organization. So you can call 901-201-3132 or 901-789-4844. And I've got 2 minutes, which is actually 1 minute. We're going to get ready to sign off. But I've enjoyed talking to you tonight. It was a surprise to be in the Seed House of Guidance. And everybody that knows me know I'm always doing something different. I'll probably broadcast from Blimpies. You never know. I like Blimpies or something. How come I'm always eating at some eating place during a broadcast? I think I like food. Oh, and I meant to tell you, his wife is a fantastic cook.
Okay.
I done gained about 18,000 pounds being over here, man. Noodles, fish, onions, all of it. And she can really cook. She's from, what is it?
Honduras.
Honduras.
Central America.
And she can Central American cook, too. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's about time for me to end my show. I've had a great one tonight, as usual. And for the callers that seem to not want to talk loud when you call me, got to speak up. We're going to get new speakers pretty soon. I guess we'll have somebody donate some new microphones and all that stuff so we can get in and get better. But I want to thank you for listening to my show. It's time for me to go. And I'm going to say my favorite saying, enjoy life because that's all you have.